Cholesterol lowering activity of the aqueous root extract of Trichosanthus dioica in normal and streptozotocin diabetic rats. Introduction. From the beginning of the last century, evidence on the cholesterol-lowering properties of medicinal plants have been accumulating. The importance of such investigations are confirmed in the treatment of obesity, diabetes mellitus, heart failure, and atherosclerosis. Many scientists around the world have reported the role of medicinal plants in the control of elevated serum cholesterol and the reduction of morbidity and mortality due to vascular disease associated with it. The influence of diabetes mellitus on lipid metabolism is well established. The association of hyperglycemia and alteration of lipid parameters present a major risk of cardiovascular diseases, particularly in diabetic patients. Pointed gourd, Trichosanthus dioica, ROXP, is one of the most nutritive cucurbit vegetables and it holds a coveted position in the Indian market during the summer and rainy seasons. It's a perennial crop, highly accepted due to its availability for 8 months in a year, that is from February to September. Being very rich in protein and vitamin A, it has certain medicinal properties and many reports are available regarding its role in lowering of blood sugar and serum triglycerides. The fruits are easily digestible and diuretic in nature. They are also known to have anti-ulcerous effects. It grows as a vegetable all over India. It's prescribed to improve appetite and digestion. The decoction of TD is useful as a valuable alternative tonic and as a febrifuge, which is given for boils and other skin diseases. The juice of the leaf is applied to patches of alopecia areata. The root is used as a hydrogog cathartic tonic and febrifuge. The fruits are used as a remedy for spermatoria, and the juice of unripe fruits and also tender shoots are used for cooling and as a laxative. The fruits and seeds have some prospects in the control of some cancer-like conditions like hemagglutinating activities. The present study was undertaken to evaluate the potential cholesterol and triglyceride lowering level of a single and repeated oral administration of the TD aqueous extract in normal and streptozotocin, that is STZ, rats. The effect of the TD extract on body weight loss is also determined. Vanadate, 0.8 mg per kg, was used as a reference drug, known for its both hypolipidemic and hypoglycemic activities. Materials and methods. Plant material. The fruit of TD was collected from Palay Palayam, Namakkal district, Tamil Nadu, India, and was authenticated by Father K. M. Matthew, Director, Rapinath Herbarium, St. Joseph's College, Tiruchirappalli. Voucher herbarium specimens have been deposited in the Rapinath herbarium for future references. Preparation of the aqueous fruit extract. Fresh, raw, deseeded fruits of TD, 1 kg, were peeled, washed, cut into small pieces and homogenized in a warring blender with 2 liters of distilled water. The extraction was carried at a temperature of 20 degrees plus or minus 1 degree Celsius with constant stirring overnight. The homogenate was then squeezed through a cheesecloth and was centrifuged at 2000 RPM for 10 minutes at 0 to 4 degrees Celsius. The supernatant being the TD fruit extract, it was decanted and used for experiments. Animals. Experiments were performed in either sex of Vistar rats weighing from 200 to 220 grams. The animals were housed under standard environmental conditions, that is 23 plus or minus 1 degree Celsius with 65 plus or minus 5% humidity and 12:12 hour light or dark cycle. And they were maintained with free access of water ad libitum standard laboratory diet. 6 rats were housed per cage to provide them with sufficient space and to avoid unnecessary morbidity and mortality. All the studies were conducted in accordance with the National Institute of Health Guide. Induction of diabetes. STZ was dissolved in 0.1 m of fresh cold citrate buffer at pH 4.5 before use and was injected intravenously into the tail vein at a dose of 60 mg per kg. After 18 hours, the rats were stable. Fasting blood glucose levels over 16 mmol per liter were considered as diabetics and were used in the present study. Single oral administration. Normal and diabetic rats were randomly assigned to 3 different groups containing 6 rats each. One control group received distilled water, a second group received the aqueous extract of TD at a dose of 50 ml per kg, and a third group received a reference drug, that is Vandate, at a dose of 0.8 mg per kg. For single oral administration, distilled water control, Vandate 0.8 mg per kg or the aqueous fruit extract of TD, that is 50 ml per kg, were administered, and plasma cholesterol cholesterol level and triglyceride levels were measured before and after 6 hours of TB treatment. Repeated oral administration. For repeated oral administration, rats were treated once daily at a dose of 50 ml per kg for 2 weeks and plasma cholesterol and triglyceride levels were measured during this period. Blood samples were collected from the tail vein and plasma triglyceride and cholesterol levels were determined enzymatically by colorimetric specific kits respectively. The kits used in this study for substrate analysis were specific to both human and rat blood samples at the same percentage. Statistical analysis. All experimental data were expressed as mean plus or minus SD and statistically assessed by one-way analysis of variance, that is ANOVA. The difference between test animals and controls were evaluated by students t-test. The results. Single oral administration. In normal rats, a significant decrease of plasma cholesterol levels were observed in the group treated with TD at a dose of 50 ml per kg when compared to the control group. That was, P was less than 0.05. This was 6 hours after the fruit treatment. The plasma triglyceride levels were also increased 6 hours after the fruit treatment. P was less than 0.05. No statistically significant changes were observed for the Vandate treated group. Please refer to Table Oblique Figure 1A and Table Oblique Figure 2A. In STZ rats, the aqueous fruit extract of TD caused significant reduction of plasma cholesterol levels 6 hours after TD treatment, while plasma triglyceride levels were increased, P was less than 0.01. Vandate 0.8 mg per kg reduced both the plasma cholesterol level, that is P was less than 0.01, and triglyceride levels, P was less than 0.01 after 6 hours in diabetic rats. Please refer to Table Oblique Figure 1B and Table Oblique Figure 2B. Repeated oral administration. In normal rats, a significant reduction in plasma cholesterol levels were observed in the TD-treated group from the 4th day to the 2nd week of TD treatment. P was less than 0.05. Refer to Table Oblique Figure 3A. The plasma triglyceride levels were decreased from the 1st to 2nd week. P was less than 0.05 of TD treatment. After 2 weeks of the treatment, Vandate caused a significant decrease of plasma cholesterol levels. Again, P was less than 0.01. And triglyceride levels, P was less than 0.05. In diabetic rats, TD fruit extract decreased significantly the plasma cholesterol levels from the 4th day when P was less than 0.05. The most significant effect was reached in the 2nd week of treatment where P was less than 0.01. The plasma triglyceride levels were increased 2 days after the fruit treatment where P was less than 0.001 and dropped significantly from the 1st week where P was less than 0.01 to the 2nd week of fruit treatment where P was less than 0.05. Daily Vanadate administration 0.8 mg per kg for 2 weeks produced a statistically significant reduction in both plasma cholesterol and triglyceride concentrations. Please refer to Table Oblique Figure 3 and Table Oblique Figure 4. Body weight loss. In normal rats, the TD aqueous fruit extract caused a significant weight loss 2 weeks after the treatment, that is, P was less than 0.001. The same effect was noted in STZ rats where P was less than 0.01. Vanadate caused also a significant decrease of body weight in both the normal and STZ rats. P was less than 0.01. Discussion. The aim of this study was to test the effect of TD aqueous fruit extract on plasma cholesterol and triglyceride concentrations. According to the survey, TD was widely used in diabetes and cardiac diseases. We have previously reported that TD exhibited a hypoglycemic and antioxidant activity in STZ rats. The mechanism involved in this pharmacological effect seems to be the inhibition of endogenous glucose production. Vanadate was used as a reference drug because it has been reported to be a potent insulin mimetic agent in many cells. Administration of this compound to diabetic animals normalizes blood glucose concentration and reduces triglyceride levels. The results demonstrated that the aqueous fruit extract of TD induced a significant decrease of plasma cholesterol levels both in normal and STZ diabetic rats for short-term, single and long-term repeated administration. However, the plasma triglyceride levels were increased when short-term treatment was considered but decreased significantly after long-term TD treatment in both normal and STZ rats. Bivamidate treatment caused a significant decrease of plasma triglyceride levels in STZ rats. The plasma triglyceride levels were initially increased in STZ rats because the lipolysis was stimulated by a concomitant insulopenic state. Recent onset insulopenia in STZ diabetic rats is associated with lipid overproduction in the basal, that is hyperglycemic state. Some studies have reported a similar lipidemic lowering activity of some medicinal plants. The transient increase of triglyceride levels at short-term experiments were observed in our study. Such short-term analysis had not been performed in previous studies. This transient increase of triglycerides could be explained by the fact that glycolysis, glucose oxidation and lipid synthesis pathways could be activated by the TD aqueous root extract. The effect of TD was more prominent as compared to that of vanadate. The underlying mechanism of the lipidemic lowering activity of TD could be the inhibition of lipid absorption due to the presence of saponins and tannins in the aqueous extract and or inhibition of cholesterol esterase, activation of fatty acid synthase, acetyl-CoA carboxylase and production of triglyceride precursors such as acetyl-CoA and glycerol phosphate. The main constituents of TD are flavonoids, saponins and tannins. Flavonoids are considered as active constituents of many medicinal plants and natural products with positive effect for human health. We had previously demonstrated that flavonoids are responsible of the antioxidant activity of TD in normal and STZ rats. The effect of some flavonoids on cholesterol metabolism is known. On the other hand, oral administration of saponins from some medicinal plants significantly reduced triglycerides and cholesterol level in rat. The usage of diet with high saponins contents is also suggested to reduce heart diseases. It seems then that the TD fruit extract reduced plasma cholesterol and triglyceride levels without stimulating insulin secretion. The TD aqueous fruit extract causes a weight loss in rats. This effect could be explained directly by the lipid lowering activity of the extract and or its influence of rat appetite or indirectly by influencing various lipidemic regulation systems. The plant extract could be considered relatively free from short-term lethal constituents since the median lethal dose by oral administration in mice were 200 ml per kg. These values are higher than those reported for many toxic plants. Other advanced toxicological investigations are required to determine the precise eventual toxicity in different organs and tissues. After such investigations, it can be concluded that the TD aqueous fruit extract could be used in the human healthcare system, especially in the treatment of hypercholesterolemia associated with obesity and cardiovascular diseases. We concluded that the aqueous fruit extract of TD exhibited potent long-term cholesterol and triglyceride lowering activities in both normal and STZ diabetic rats and confirmed its use in the treatment of cardiac diseases by the Indian population. Additionally, the precise molecular mechanism and active substance need to be determined in further experiments. Such active principles could be precious in atherosclerosis and cardiac diseases therapy and control.